Your Career Doctors on Grapevine Radio. I'm Barbara Jackson, your host.
And I'm Lee Miller.
And we're your
career doctors.
Your Career Doctors is all about taking control of your career.
It's about providing you with the information, contacts, skills, and tools you need on the show and on our website, yourcareerdoctors.com.
Career Doctors is also about providing access to experts and to workshops. Career Doctors is partnering with Macau to bring two workshops to a city near you. We will hold public workshops in New York City, Philadelphia, Boston, and the District of Columbia in March and April of this year. And we're going to be talking about two different things, Negotiation Plus for women and also critical communication skills for women. Together, these workshops are called Powerful Tools for Successful Women. And for the next two shows, we're going to explore the importance that each of these skills can make in your career. Today, our regular guest host, Lee Miller, is going to be talking with us about his workshop, Negotiation Plus for Women. This workshop is based on the award-winning book that he wrote with his daughter, Jessica Miller. And the book is called A Women's Guide to Successful Negotiating. It was selected as one of the 50 best books for professional women by Atlanta Magazine, and it has been featured on both ABC's Good Morning America and CBS's The Early Show. Lee, welcome to a new role at Your Career Doctor.
Well, it's always great to be here with you, Barbara.
Why don't you remind our audience about your career track and how you came to be an expert in the field of negotiations?
Sure. I'm a lawyer by training, was at Harvard Law School, practiced law for a number of years, and was a partner in a major New York law firm. I also, from there, went to work for one of my clients, Macy's, and was their vice president of human resources, and then was the senior vice president of human resources for Barney's New York, USA Networks, and TV Guide. And since I left TV Guide, I run my own company, NegotiationPlus.com.
Well, now, I know that lawyers are always considered to be great negotiators, and certainly it has been my experience that people in HR are usually better at negotiating than I am when I try to get my raise, although you're helping me with that. But what is it in your career? I mean, I happen to know, because we're good friends, that when you first went to law school, you didn't think that negotiations, in particular labor negotiations, was where you were going to end up. So what happened? Did you, like, wake up one day and say, gee, I want to be a professional negotiator because I hate criminal law? I mean, what happened to you?
Well, what I found was negotiations were the key to everything. I actually started as a litigator, wanted to be Perry Mason. I wanted to do trials. And what I found is you rarely ever got to trial, but you always negotiated. And that the key to your client's success and also then your success was not to spend a fortune going to trial, but was to negotiate a very favorable deal your client. And I just got fascinated with the concept of being a great negotiator, what it was, and found that I was negotiating all the time, every day.
That's really fascinating. So for you, the concept of plea bargaining became your enlightenment in terms of your law career, and it really changed the track of your career.
Well, yeah, actually, plea bargain is more about the criminal side. I was negotiating dollars for my clients, among other things.
I see. Well, I guess dollars are more compelling for some people, and getting out of jail is more compelling for others.
Especially if you're on your way into jail.
Although for those people at Enron, it could be one and the same. But I have another question for you. How did, was your love of going to trial, is that what led you to want to do these speaking tours, and do you do a lot of them?
I do a lot of speaking tours. Actually, it was my love of teaching. I stumbled into a teaching career part-time at Seton Hall University into business school in the management department as a favor to the dean, and I just loved it, and that kind of led to the speaking engagements, and it was about teaching people things, and that's really why I do the tours and why I do the training, and that's actually also why I write books.
So when yourself, myself, and our partners from New Harbor Group, who are going to be doing the critical communication skills for women, are you going to be talking to lawyers? Are you going to be talking to PhDs? Who are you going to be talking to on this
tour? No, this tour is to the same audience I wrote the book with my daughter, A Woman's Guide to Successful Negotiating, for, which is pretty much for everyone. It's anyone who wants to move their career forward, anyone who negotiates, which is basically everyone, because we negotiate all day, every day.
Okay. Now, some of our listeners might be saying to themselves that they don't negotiate in their job. And I know that I've heard you say this statistic, which I love, which is that women, if you go up to a woman and you go up to a man and you ask them, how many times a day do you negotiate, that on average the answer that you're going to get back is that women think that they negotiate four times fewer than men.
Right. They think that, but it's not true. They actually simply don't see that they're negotiating when, in fact, they are. Because you negotiate all day, every day, as I said. At work, you negotiate for resources. You negotiate about deadlines. You negotiate about who's going to do what work. We negotiate with our customers and suppliers about price and delivery deadlines. We negotiate with our spouses and our children. You know that, Barbara. When you negotiate those curfews with your teenagers, that's a real negotiation.
No kidding. No kidding. So this what we refer to as the tour, which is really a workshop. It's two different workshops. You can sign up for one or you can sign up for both of them. But the negotiating workshop is not just for lawyers. It's not just for people who are the boss. It's for anybody. And, in fact, it's really great for somebody whose career is just starting out because it'll start them out on a better trajectory. They'll understand that every time they express their opinion, they are in many ways beginning a negotiation.
Right. It's not all about negotiating money. Money is one thing we'll talk about, but it's negotiating all those other things, deadlines and what kind of work and getting a promotion, all the negotiations you do. And also we'll talk a little bit about how you get your kids to do what you want them to do.
Okay. So that statistic, as you know, has always fascinated me, that women think that they negotiate four times less than men. Why is that, and how is it that negotiating is different for women than for men?
Well, in the first place, women simply negotiate differently than men. They sometimes feel less comfortable about negotiating. And even very successful, skilled negotiators who are women often find it difficult to negotiate for themselves. And there are also different dynamics when a man negotiates with another man versus when a woman negotiates with a man. Often the same behavior that's effective for a man is viewed negatively when a woman engages in it.
Right. It's that B word.
Sometimes it's the B word. But also women can do things that men can't. So it's really understanding what works for you.
One of the things that I love as an aside in this workshop, because I've traveled with Lee around the country many times while he's done this workshop, is that when he does the gender-neutral workshop that has both men and women in it, there are things covered that aren't even necessary to cover in the women-only workshop because by our nature, we just do them as women. So Lee will point out to you, you know, you already have really great skills in the following areas. Recognize them, use them to your advantage, but we don't really need to cover them. Let's instead focus on the areas that women tend not to be so strong in. And so I think it's sort of fascinating because what I have seen you do this workshop with men in the room, it's like the really hard part is the stuff that women just get instinctively. And it's really hard to teach it to guys.
Like listening, for instance.
Exactly. Specifically like listening. So what will women learn in this workshop?
Well, first of all, they're going to learn how to take their natural strengths and make the most of them. They'll learn to think differently about negotiating. And they'll be given very specific tools that will help you get through pretty much any situation that you find yourself in. They'll also learn the 10 most common mistakes that women make and how to avoid them. And a lot more.
So what's the number one mistake that women make?
Well, I think the number one mistake that women make is not to ask. They could ask more, and if they ask more, they'll do better. Another major mistake women make is not walking away, not knowing how to walk away. My daughter likes to say, you know, no deal is better than a bad deal. So you really need to know what you're going to get, what you want to get, and then if you can't get it, to walk away, because that isn't the end of the negotiation. You can walk away leaving the door open, and we'll teach you how to do that, and then come back and negotiate a deal that does get you what you want.
Right. Like we have a famous contact that Lee and I deal with that probably comes back through the door about twice or three times a year. We haven't quite concluded this deal, but it's fascinating to see why he walks away and what brings him back into the room. And I know that I myself get a lot of lessons from Lee, a lot of coaching from Lee in asking, because sometimes it's very easy for me to ask for others. It's very easy for me to negotiate a deal that's not about myself personally. But when it comes to myself personally, I frequently face that issue. And one of the things that I've learned from Lee is that one negotiation at the beginning of your career, which is an example in Lee's workshop, a man and a woman are hired on the same day for the same job, and the guy just says, you know, I need a little bit more money. And he ends up with, is it
about $5,000?
About $5,000 more. And so in this example, to make the point, they get the same raises, they get the same bonuses, but by the time 20 years has gone by,
like $500,000.
It's like $500,000 if it's uninvested. And of course, we all know that your bonuses and your raises are on a different plane if you sort of start out differently. So it really has helped me to learn to step up to the plate and ask just for a little bit more. One of the other things that Lee talks a lot about is the idea of influencing. And I'm wondering, Lee, if you can explain to us how influencing and negotiating differ.
Sure. Actually, negotiating is a type of influencing. It's how we get what we want from others. I mean, that's the key to negotiating. It's getting what you want from somebody else.
And so if we come to this course, we're going to learn to get everything that we want.
Well, that's the goal, and that's what negotiating will do for you. When you get better at it, when you become effective, you will get what you want.
But I think your larger skill set is not just getting what we want, but also through the you perspective, which we're going to talk about after the break, is helping other people to also feel that it legitimately feel that they got what they needed from the negotiation as well.
Absolutely, because to get what you want, you have to make sure others get what they want. But ultimately, your goal is to get what you want. So we'll teach you how to get what you want. We'll teach you how to help others get what they want in the process.
And can you learn all of this in one day?
You can dramatically improve your negotiating ability in just one day. And then if you practice what you learn, in no time at all, you'll become a great negotiator. And I guarantee everyone who comes with practice can become a great negotiator.
And in this workshop, there are 3 practice sessions, is that right?
At least.
Sometimes there's more.
We have several. It's very interactive. I believe you learn to negotiate by negotiating. So there'll be at least 3 practice sessions where you actually negotiate various situations. And again, it's not all about money.
Right, and we also, I've seen you ask people if they want to be the sort of, not the guinea pig, because that always makes me feel like I'm going to be made a fool out of, but you ask people if they want to do a demonstration in front of the class so that they really can hone their skills.
Yes, I usually try to do at least one of those during each tour workshop, but each workshop is a little different because we try to give people, you know, what they need, and each audience is a little bit different. So while we cover all the basics, all the keys to making you a great negotiator, we'll also deal with your individual issues and that you bring to the table, because everybody comes to a workshop with something they particularly want to learn.
Right. And one of the other things that we're doing for this set of workshops is that because there are 2 days in each city, and you're teaching on one day, and Diana Kelch is teaching on the second day, that the day that either person isn't teaching, they're offering private coaching sessions. So
yep,
it's possible for people to really hone their skills with you during an hour of private coaching.
Absolutely, and if they have a particular issue that is critical to them, I'll help them with that.
That's great. Now, how can our listeners sign up for this workshop?
Well, they can go to MacauCorp.com, or they can go to our website, yourcareerdoctors.com, click through and register for the workshop.
Right, there'll be a banner that says Powerful Tools for Successful Women, and you'll see our picture for this tour, which is 3 women that you would never want to face in the room alone who are just fabulous negotiators. Is there one tip that you can give our audience about negotiating before we end this segment?
Sure. I think it would be learn how to walk away from a deal which doesn't satisfy your goal.
Because, as Jessica says,
no deal is better than a bad deal.
And you can also learn in this workshop how to get people to return.
Absolutely.
As our colleague does from time to time. And there will be an evaluation at the end of this workshop. And I can tell you, having been the person that's collected many of the evaluations for Lee over the course of the last couple of years, that these evaluations always give him a very high mark. So you'll be able to put your 2 cents in the into those evaluations as well if you come to our workshop. So why don't you go to yourcareerdoctors.com, click on the link for Powerful Tools for Successful Women. There's an in-depth
agenda of what we'll cover right on that website.
Exactly, and it's an 8-hour day, so come prepared to learn a lot. And we'd love to see you in any of those 4 cities, in Boston, in Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, or New York. And we'll be right back after our short break, so stay tuned. Welcome back to Your Career Doctors on Grapevine Radio. I'm your host, Barbara Jackson, and I'm here with our co-host, Lee Miller. Lee, we were talking about the importance of negotiating, and what I'd like to do, though, is go back to this idea of influencing. Because really, influencing is sort of the broader set, and negotiations, as you said before, is the subset of influencing. And everything that we do as women are about trying to influence others, and we try to do it perhaps a little bit more subtly, and we're going to talk about that in a second when we talk about styles, men versus women. But that's really, every time we open our mouth and state our position, we're influencing.
Absolutely. When you negotiate, as Barbara said, a form of influencing, you're trying to get someone to do something for you, give you money, do something you want them to do, or help you accomplish some goal. You influence them by finding out what motivates them, what I call the you perspective.
Aha. Now, what is the you perspective, and why is that important?
Well, for you to be able to get someone to do something for you, they want to know what's in it for them. Maybe money, maybe friendship, maybe that you'll do something they want.
So how do our listeners find out what the you perspective is?
Well, you have to listen, ask questions, and some of the techniques we talk about, particularly active listening, will help you figure out what the you perspective is for someone else. But people are very willing to tell you because what's important to them, they want to share with you.
And isn't that really like what I would do if I was in their shoes?
No, it's not at all what I would do if you were in their shoes, because that's you.
That's my perspective.
That's your perspective. It's what are they going to do considering who they are. You know, and they have their own set of experiences, and that some people are going to be motivated by money, some people are going to be motivated by helping others, and those are going to be very different types of people, and frankly, some people might be motivated by both. So you really need to figure out what it is that you can use to help motivate that other person to do what you want them to do.
And one of the things that I like that you explain in this workshop is that although it's certainly true that people have different styles, which we're going to talk about next, what's most important is to find out what their you perspective is and then expect them to apply the style that's their most natural style. And one of the ways that you suggest that we find out what someone's you perspective is ask someone who's negotiated with them before.
Oh, absolutely. Preparation is the key to being a successful negotiator. And part of the preparation is to find out everything you can about the person you're dealing with.
So do your research.
Absolutely.
And in fact, here's a tip. Lee and I have a book coming out called The You Perspective soon, because it's such an important factor in influencing people. And it really just makes it go more smoothly and a lot more quickly, even when you're dealing with your kids. So what's all this stuff about styles? Are there right styles? Are there wrong styles?
Well, there's no such thing as a right style. But style is very important. Your style is the right one for you. You know, if you know how to use it to your advantage, you're going to make the best use of that style and be able to motivate other people to do what you want them to do.
So do men and women typically have different styles? Is it a gender thing?
Okay, well, while all women don't have the same style, women do tend to have different styles than men. And we teach you at the seminar we're going to do, the tour, how to make the best use of your particular style.
And what happens when, I mean, I know that I myself am more collaborative as compared to somebody who's more competitive.
Well, that's very typical of women, although not all women are collaborative. A lot more women are collaborative in terms of their style than are competitive. And frankly, a lot more men, particularly in the business world, are competitive in terms of their influencing style.
So what happens when somebody who's collaborative tries to negotiate with somebody who's competitive?
Well, they need to understand how to deal with that person, because either you will be able to convince them to become more collaborative or you won't. And if you won't, you better know and have the specific tools that you need to deal with that competitive style of negotiating.
You also, in your workshop, talk a lot about difficult people to negotiate with. Now, just because I have a different style from someone, that doesn't mean that they're necessarily it might be a tough negotiation, but the fact that we have different styles doesn't spell difficulty.
No, absolutely not. I mean, they may be very, frankly, an easy negotiator, not a difficult person, but you may have trouble with their style until you learn how to deal with
right.
it. So it may be a difficult negotiation
right.
for you, but if once you understand their style and how to communicate with them in a style that they are comfortable with, it won't be a tough negotiation for you.
So it's more like, I don't want to do this because I'm not going to enjoy it. And you're going to teach me how to enjoy it.
Right, exactly. It's you don't enjoy it like anything else you don't know how to do. You know, you can't go snowboarding if you don't know how, because you keep landing on your rear end.
Well, sometimes it's better not to know things like I had to die. So what's the difference then between something I don't want to do because I don't know how to do it and dealing with somebody who's difficult, who's sort of like just a jerk?
Well, if you're dealing with the difficult person, there are techniques to deal with it. And you need to know how to do that because, you know, frankly, it's no matter who's negotiating with that person, they're going to have a tough time. And there are tools, specific ways of managing that difficult person. And that's very different from negotiating someone who has a different style than you do, and you might be uncomfortable with that, but that's relatively easy to learn.
So give me a tip for dealing with a difficult person.
Take a break and decide how you're going to deal with them. Because, you know, when someone's being difficult to you, it's very unsettling emotionally, and you tend to react rather than deal with them in a kind of a proactive way.
So give yourself a timeout.
Take a timeout and say, okay, how am I going to basically counteract this difficult behavior that this person is engaged in?
Okay. And also recognize that I think for me, one of the big tips that you taught me was be willing to recognize that. Don't say it's your failure as a negotiator. Say this guy's a jerk.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's not your fault that the other person is behaving badly.
Okay. There you go. Good tip. So as we said, our listeners can find out more about these workshops by going to either yourcareerdoctors.com or mccallcorp.com and clicking on the Powerful Tools for Successful Women. And they'll be able to sign up for the workshops. We'll see the dates in New York, Philadelphia, Boston, and Washington, D.C. And we hope to see and meet many of you at these workshops.
I'm very excited about these workshops.
I
always love doing them.
Now, do you have a career doctor's prescription for us this week?
Don't I every week?
You do.
And here it is. You don't always get what you deserve in life. You get what you negotiate.
Well, isn't that an appropriate tip? I'm wondering if you can just tell us in the last minute that we have here, if you can tell us one story from any one of the workshops that you've done, any one of these public workshops, that because I've got one, if you don't have one, of one of your favorite stories that you've encountered from somebody who was at one of the workshops.
Why don't you share this story? I think I know what story you're talking about, so why don't you share that one?
I'm going to tell the story about the woman who was the CEO of a very large company and was a phenomenally successful businesswoman. And she came to you and I on a coaching side after the workshop was over and asked us to help her with this particular negotiation that she had coming up. And she was, without a doubt, one of the crispest, most direct, and most, I thought, enlightened negotiators and influencers that I had ever met. And I'm sure you've been around longer, so you've met more, but I just thought she was incredible. And she just couldn't seem to get people to want to work with her. And what did you do? Well, you sat her down. Lisa's laughing, actually, because it was so simple. You sat her down and you said, you know, you've grown up with the boys, and you're not dressing like the CEO. You're dressing like you're still a engineer, and you need to play the role. You need to play the part that somebody really wants to plunk down $1 million for this particular item that they have to buy, and negotiate with you. And if you don't give them the reason to take you seriously, of course they're going to continue to want to negotiate with the sales folk at your shop.
And they'll treat you like the sales folk. And she went back. She did it. Hugely successful. Closed the deal that was bothering her right at that moment.
Yeah, dude, it was like phenomenal. She called Lee and I like the next day and said, I did it. Thank you. And so sometimes influencing is just about presenting the right image.
That's part of it. That's a major part of it's all of you. It's how you look, how you sound, what you say. All of it is part of communicating. All of it's part of influencing.
But it's the total package, and that's what we're going to address at this workshop. So thanks for listening. This is Barbara Jackson and Lee Miller at Your Career Doctors. And remember, it's your life, your career, and your choice.